Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. It's all about positivity. It's all about self-empowerment.
This is Ade Anifowoshi. We are moving through the time of the year that inspires us to love, to give, to share, and be thankful. Sometimes, some of us may be feeling sad and lonely. Whatever it is you're feeling, I say, let it be. It is all part of the human experience. Embrace your humanity. The more you embrace your humanity, the more in touch you'll be with your divinity. So I want to encourage you today to say yes to life. Say yes to love. Say yes to you. You are so much more powerful than you can imagine. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "What lies behind you and what lies in front of you pales in comparison to what lies inside of you." Breathe it in. You are beautiful. You are loved. You are important, and you make a difference. My prayer for you today is that your light shines so bright that you see yourself as a divine idea of God. I love you. Happy holy days. Peace and blessings.
love coming into a room, remnants of a nice funky beat. They got to enjoy the whole song. I hope you enjoyed that too. That was Sherry Marie, Because You Love Me. And I like to elevate love songs to a higher level. For me, that's a gospel song. And the Because You Love Me is for my higher power, my angels, my guides, my ancestors, which includes my mother and my father on the other side this holiday season. I think I'm very fortunate that I always liked the energy of Halloween, and I finally figured it out that I got my dream, which is the energy for Halloween happening in October during the time of Scorpio and Pluto energy is really about connecting with our ancestors. So if you have that in your system and you're constantly thinking about them, in some form or fashion, they stay alive within your being because you exist, and so they exist, and the story continues. And I've always been turned on about that, but now, with both of my parents being on the other side and me experiencing them in a different way, I have surrendered energy around fear and grief, and am celebrating their life because I am. So my mama, the whole month of December on the Celestial Show is dedicated to my mother. This is her reborn date, I like to say, because she just transformed energy, because energy does not die. And I want to welcome you to join me in recognizing your ancestors who you may be missing on the other side during the holidays. My mother is alive and well in my world, so she may be making appearances here and there. I don't know, maybe a book will drop off of somebody's shelf, which has happened before in her presence. Maybe we'll have a reader to come through and she'll talk to them because she's made an appearance that way before as well. So what am I trying to say? I'm trying to say happy holidays, and I want to introduce you to some energy tonight on a Celestial Show in preparation for the new year. 2015 is going to be hot. I know, I say that about every year. I love my babies. My numbers are my babies. I said 7 was going to be a trip. And did I lie? No. And I'm telling you, 8 is going to be hot. So hot that it comes with its own photo album on a Celestial Show tonight. You are welcome to call in to join this party on a Celestial Show. Let me let you know, because I love you. I have created all little bits of trails and just fun nuggets on my personal wall on the Celestial Show fan like page for you to just dive into this 8 energy, because all of us will be experiencing the global energy. Our birth cards are 17-8, which is the energy today. So we're doing a really special show about the number 8, about it. It's going to impact you. It doesn't matter when you were born. Really, I'm an 8 person. I'm very happy about it. I'm very proud of it. And I know lots of ways to play with the number 8. And I can make you an 8 person, too. So I'm not going to out any 8s that I do know. But I am so happy to be with you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346. And you can find Sherry Marie, Because You Love Me, at sherrymarie.com. Okay, yeah, I see. sherrymarie.com. And I believe she's also on iTunes. But Life Coach Today is going to have to help me with that. I'll confirm it later. Yeah, Sherry Marie, the Love Goddess, is on iTunes. Thank you so much, sir. And I hear what you are sharing, and I'm hoping that you'll also come on at some point and share your thoughts about number 8. I didn't know you were so passionate about number 8, but all is well. Anyway, 347-426-3346. What I'm going to be handing out today are power selfies. That's what I've already handed out. So if you haven't liked the Celestial Show fan like page, go over there and like it, and you can scroll down and look at where we're going to go. because I'm not going to do a prediction about 8. I just want to show you how 8 shows out and how you possibly can show out on tarot too, because I basically presented the year in advance review through pictures, through tarot, and all the ways of 8 that shows up, and I couldn't even exhaust the list. I can't. It's impossible. Do you know how many tarot cards, wisdom cards, paintings, meanings of 8 that shows up in the world? It's phenomenal. I mean, I just touched the surface. And that's what I love so much about introspective play, which is really what I'm introducing you to today. But before we get into all that, let me just handle some, you know, behind the scenes action here. How was your weekend? Oh my gosh, I see the phone lines lighting up. Hello, all of you beautiful people. Let me say hello to my listeners. Thank you so much for being in the house. Oh, there we go. I knew something didn't feel right. Hello, New Jace. What's this, DC Ellisky? Or DC Ellisky? Interesting. I don't know, but hello. Sunny day to all of you. That's my co-host. Beautiful night to all of you. Guest 3996, welcome as well. Now, let me just go ahead and confess, because maybe this would go better a little bit. For me, I'm a little nervous. I feel like I'm doing my show for the first time, only because I'm in a new studio. So I'm getting adjusted to some of the ways that the studio works, and I've got some interns now, so they might be popping up, and Cleo the Cat is always here. So with that said, if you notice any strange sounds, just excuse it, and all will be well, and we're just going to move over. I'm hoping you can hear me clearly right now. And welcome to my new life, I guess is what I'm trying to say right now, because I did make some big changes, some big moves. I'm very happy to share my gifts with you tonight because it's my birthday, not my birthday. That's May 4th. But every time my birth cards are running, I consider it a birthday. It's a mini birthday, and I get to celebrate myself. I get to celebrate with you, and I want to show you how you can do it, too. 347-426-3346 is the call-in number. I see all of you lining up to chat with me. I have my Mother Peace tarot cards handy, and I want to make sure that I can feel you and you can feel me. So happy it's a 17-star 8-day, and I don't want to leave you guys hanging for much longer, but I do want to let you know what Life Coach Today has coming up tomorrow on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. The song that we took a break on was Sherry Marie, Shine. Doesn't she just have some amazing, empowering songs? Anyway. iTunes, find her on iTunes. Let her know that you heard her here on the Celestial Show. Wow. Okay, so it's a 17-star day. It's 8 strength. 2015 is coming up, and Life Coach Today has an amazing gift for you. He has numerologist Gordon Sport, the number one Canadian numerologist, coming tomorrow to break down readings. And Gordon is such a gift. This would be like his third time on the show. I love him. I call him my numbers daddy. I really do. We have completely different styles, but same passion and love. And I'm looking forward to hearing his Scottish accent. It's nothing like getting a prophetic reading from a Scottish man breaking down numbers. Okay, we're going to move on. So, yeah, 347-426-3346 is the number. The Ask Life Coach Today radio show airs on Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern. You'll have a good time with Gordon. And you can also check out Life Coach Today on Soul Food for Your Consciousness on 1-2 Radio on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Eastern. We have a good time over there. And for more information about all the other shows on Life Conversations Radio, you can go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. Now, I've hinted that I have shifted my living location, and so I am in a new place. So I'm excited. I'm happy. I'm happy to be sharing this moment with you. I'm happy to be sharing the holidays with you. And I always want to keep the passion and the energy of the ancestors alive. And one of my favorite things to do is to find more amazing ways to let you know that you are beautiful, that you are wonderful, that you are a gift to the world. And with that said, my gifts to the world right now are my family, and I get to share my holidays with them. And I want them to come in real quick and say hi, because I never thought I'd have this opportunity to. So if you could come over here real quick, I know I told you to be quiet in the studio. And if you could come in real quick. This is my, I want to introduce you to my family. This is my nephew Vaughn and my sister Lori, baby sis. All you got to do is scream out, happy holidays, hi. Are you listening to me on your phone? Wow, that's hilarious. Say hi.
Hi, happy holidays.
That's my family. Okay, new studio. I'm so glad I got to do that. Now, I'm going to give you more about the number 8, but I'm going to go ahead and take a caller real quick because I think it's such a gift that you spent your Sunday nights with me and you want to get a reading from me. And if I could pull in some 8 power information through your reading, I sure will do that. So there's Ellen in New York. She wants a general reading. I'm going to my cards right now. Ellen, welcome to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. How are you doing?
Fine. Hello, Celeste. This is the first time I've listened to your show, and I just love the energy and I love the song.
Oh, thanks. I'm so happy to hear that. That makes me very happy. Are you having fun this happy holiday season?
Yes, I am. But right now, I'm just getting rested. I'm all tuckered out by 2 full a weekend.
I understand. I do. And at least you're coming into the door knowing you want to rest. That's excellent. So what I am going to do right now, I'm shuffling the cards. You can hear them. The Mother Peace Tarot cards. Well, you want a general reading, so I'm going to create a tarot story based on the cards that come out.
Okay.
I like to shuffle 3 times because 3 belongs to the Empress in tarot. It's the 3rd major arcana card. So I always like to show her respect with 3. In life, great things come in 3 seeds. Okay, I've got my 3 cards out. You are going to give me an opportunity to talk about the energy that we're leaving this year, which is the energy of 7.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The good news for you is you've got the Tower card and it's reversed, which means a traumatic change in mindset, belief system, or some other brick energy, foundation shaken in such a way that you get to come out with the sunny disposition that I can hear in your voice. You're on the other side of it, on the other side of a sting that doesn't even have the potency anymore. I don't know what in the world is moving. And then there's the Sun of Cups, which is the technically an artistic combination of science and art in terms of love and receiving love, and he is reversed. So what I'm going to ask you right now in this moment is, because this is a very heavy reading, have you, Ellen, been moving through something in your life where it has shifted your foundation, shifted your perception? Have things changed, transitions?
Yes. I lost faith in the career I had. I hated doing what I was doing. Switched to something else, and it was more meaningful, but it's still not everything I've wanted. But there was a big shift, yes. That was several years ago.
Okay, that's what it's all, and an 8 showed up for you. I was like, let me pull 1 more card for her. So I went to 4, because I want to offer stability. Because I can see that you're on the other side of it, Ellen, you know, but the energy of it is still kind of around. And the question for you is, in your mindset, it's the 8 of swords, and 8 is the number of the day. It's the energy of the year coming up next year, and 8 is the number of infinity and abundance. Mm-hmm. 8 gives us quite a bit. So when the 8 of swords comes up through Mother Peace, we have a person who is trying old tactics to bring change into their life, thinking that if I just, you know, keep putting this sword up against this brick wall, now here's brick showing up again for you. That's mm-hmm. that tower that's crumbled, and now, you know, it's crumbled, it's turned into a wall, and you're trying to see your way out, but you need to look up in different areas for your peace, Ellen, because in this card is a picture of two crow looking at this human saying, I got a natural state to help you get at your most powerful place, but you keep putting your knives against these walls, trying old strategies that are not going to work. So shake it up. Shake up your power and try something new. I don't care what it is. I don't care if you get a vision that you want to make chakra-colored tennis shoes strings to make people feel better as they're walking down the street. You can have a whole set of them, but they'll be yours. I want mm-hmm. you to think outside the box. Now, personally, mm-hmm. I don't wear tennis shoes. I mean, I got some, but I'm not into them like that. But what a fad that could be. I don't know if you sew. I don't know if colors are a big prominent part of your life, but I do advise everybody to get some form of artistic expression to allow their power out and to work out strategies to get out of the towers and the brick walls in their life. You don't have to be there. You've got other choices. We just need to play into the power to find it. I'm going to stop right there and ask you, are you following what I'm sharing yeah. with you?
I am. And what actually hit me was when you said I am trying to make a change, but then you said I'm trying to do it the same old way. I forgot the exact phrase, but that is what I'm doing. And I never realized that. And maybe I have to figure out a different way of going about change. I don't want to go into details of my life, but it was like going to be a very methodical way of like doing this, like lining this up, then lining that up, and then lining that up. And maybe that's not the way I should be doing it.
Mm. I think it's going to be fun with you just playing into it, Ellen, you know, because we can always count the ways that we don't want to do it, right? Mm-hmm. But getting creative in ways that, you know, I love to paint, but I can't paint, you know what I mean? I mean, if I paint, it's going to look crazy, but I still like to do it. Something that opens up your channel. No, I'm a writer. I am. So I'm comfortable with that. So I have ways to do my creative expression. Okay, let me ask you one more question, and then I'm going to, because I don't want to leave you just wondering, well, I'm doing it the same old way. What can I do? Ellen, do you mind telling me your birthday? I'm curious about your birth cards.
May 26th.
Okay. Family, I'm going to Tarot School Birth Card Calculator. You can find out your birth cards, too, particularly if you're trying to open up to different transitions and change. You may not know what your purpose or mission is. And this is just one avenue. There are many, many ways to learn about yourself. And this may resonate and this may not, but why not find out what it is? We're going to find out right now for Ellen what her cards are. May 26th, you mind telling me the year you were born?
Oh, sure, 1956.
May 26, 1956, does that make you a Gemini?
Yes.
Okay, so we just had a full moon in Gemini that just passed. I'm tying this all together. Girlfriend, your cards are 16, the Tower, and 7, the Chariot. 16, the Tower, your birth card showed up and said, we are reversed because you got this. You're going to be victorious. So what does that mean for you, that you have a life in dealing with changes and changing your mindset? And whatever you're going to do, it's going to be victorious under the Chariot. Now, the Chariot is connected to nurturing energy. It's connected to the Cancer sign in astrology. So whichever way to nurture, whichever way to restore yourself, and that will also help you sustain money financially.
The abundance is there for you, and you are getting the lightning strikes personally in your life so that you can become the messenger of your own mess. And I borrowed that from Life Coach today. You become the messenger because you've been through so much mess. That's what I see for you, Ellen.
Thank you. And I think I'm supposed to be doing something, yes. I have this. It's good to hear that. I have this idea writing in the back of my head, and I haven't pursued it. And I, it has to do with, like, I'm so pressured in what I'm in my job and everything. But I guess I should be forcing myself to put the time aside to do the writing. And with the Christmas holidays, and I'll have some extra time off, I really should be doing it now.
I love it.
So, Celeste, I just want to tell you, this is a very, very meaningful reading for me.
Ellen, that makes me so happy. I want you to enjoy your holidays and keep in touch, because there's going to be more about the number eight when you're listening tonight. And thank you for bringing us the Eight of Swords. You brought us a gift. So you
Thank
have a
you.
Beautiful night. Thank you. You're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. We had Ellen in the house giving us a mighty gift with her reading. Every reading that you get to hear is a blessing, because if you resonate with it, then you get to use the tools. I mean, if I said something to Ellen that hit your heart at a certain level, then, well, that message is for you, too. Because it's all about unconditional love and universal good. And the universe is not going to keep an amazing message just for one person. So whoever has ears, let them hear. All right, we're going to take a break after that. I don't know. I'm happy, though. It's a great time to be alive. We'll be right back, right after these brief messages.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Hello, it's Celeste Morgan, and on behalf of all the hosts here at LifeConversationsRadio.com, we want to wish you a happy Kwanzaa. It's during this season that we consider Nguzo Saba, the seven principles of Kwanzaa, which are Umoja, which means unity, Kujichakalia, which means self-determination, Ujima, which means collective work and responsibility, Ujamaa, which means cooperative economics, Nia, which means purpose, Kaumba, which means creativity, and Imani, which means faith. We invite you to use this time to recharge, reflect, and renew your commitment to fulfilling your ancestors' wishes through the celebration of shared cultural heritage at this sacred time. May all of your harvest dreams come true. From all of us at Life Conversations Radio, to all of you, have a prosperous new year.
I'm tired of running from my life.
Hello, family. I'm Celeste Morgan, host of The Celestial Show, and I want to invite each and every one of you to join me on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern to receive divine messages through tarot, numbers, and my intuition. Break out to the other side with laughter and information you can use to get the life you truly want to live. Remember, that's every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I'll see you there.
This is Life Coach Ade, host of the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show on Life Conversations Radio. Well, you know, no matter how much you grow in consciousness, no matter how much you know, you are going to interact with other people. So what's the point of being spiritual and being enlightened without learning to get along with others? Well, that's what the show is about. On the show, I share tools and techniques and just inspire you to celebrate your relationships, to celebrate who you are, because together we make a difference. You know, we need each other. And when we unite together, we can make magic happen. We can shift our perception and create miracles in our lives. Join me every Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Yo, yo, yo!
From the playground of life, the play experience. 'Tis the season that brings passion, laughter, joy, love, sharing gifts, memories, healing, and new beginnings. All of which breathes new life into the play experience with yours truly, Hombasa Sophira, every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. In the spirit of this season of loving and giving here on Life Conversations Radio, I have a gift for you. Claim your gift at Ombasa.com. Just click Holiday Gifts from Ombasa. See you on the playground, the play experience, Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern. I'll be there with bells on.
Happy holidays from the playground of life.
Ready to live in the yes? Join me, Rev D, the Reverend Dr. Deborah Johnson, here Tuesday evenings, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific. Call in with your questions and comments as together we explore spiritual qualities and learn practical tools that unleash our spiritual power. We mix in some music, spoken word, readings, prophetic utterances. You want in on this? Living in the Yes, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific, right here on Life Conversations Radio.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations. It's all about positivity. It's all about self-empowerment. It's all about life conversations.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Welcome back to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I've got a question for you. Do you know what your tarot selfie looks like? If you can get a selfie of your soul, what would it look like? That's the fun way that you get to play with birth cards. And I'm really glad that Ellen allowed us to find out her birth cards of 16, the Tower, and 7, the Star. See, I'm so pressed to go for the Star. Excuse me, let's go back. That would be 16, the Tower, and then 7, the Chariot. The Chariot is connected to the Cancer sign astrologically. Now, the Moon rules the Cancer sign, so you got that strong divine mother feminine energy, even though the Chariot is portrayed as a really burly kind of man. And this relates to something, and then we're going to get to you, Diane, because you are calling in at the perfect time to ask me about a question about creative writing. I've been holding something that I've wanted to share with my listening audience, and just wasn't the right time. So I was waiting for you, Diane, from Nebraska. So let me just get through this energy. So why I want you to go to Tarot School Birth Card Calculator and get intimate with your birth cards, because when you do that and you see those cards come up in different expressions, then you get to create a tarot selfie connected to your birth date. It's so much fun. Trust me on that. Okay. Let's go to Diane in Nebraska. You are listening to the Celestial Show. Hi, Diane. Well, thank you for calling the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I want to invite everybody to call in. We are doing readings, and I'm curious, what would you like to know about your creative writing tonight?
Well, I just have a pretty strong feeling I'm going to get at least a couple big projects sold in 2015, and but at the same time, the work's done, but some of the things I'm not sure quite how to go about selling. Some I am, but one project is a TV show, a sitcom pilot, and I don't know anyone in the business, so, you know, that's one where I'm kind of floundering in terms of wondering how to do that. So I'm just hoping the cards might share some guidance on how I can kind of take those steps to get things, you know, out in the open and put the work out there so whoever is supposed to watch or read can do that.
Okay. That's a strong question. And you're asking at the right time. So energetically, you're on point. I'll tell you what that means after I'm hearing to shuffle your cards one more time, Diane.
I appreciate you taking my call.
Oh, I appreciate you calling. There are other things you could be doing on a Sunday night, and I'm glad you spend your time with me, you know?
Oh, it's fun. Okay. I just found your show tonight, and I've just really enjoyed it.
Beautiful. That makes me very happy. Isn't this interesting? You got all major arcana cards.
So this is
really favorable information, but because, okay, we've got the world card, so we're at the ending of something. So you're at the ending of a process. It's almost reversed. You got to be careful with the world, though, because it's strongly connected with the Fool. The Fool is at the beginning of the journey, and then the world is the Fool, all grown up. So this is, I would say, at the end of something. Your product is already completed. We see that right here. And all the lessons that you needed to learn to write your big projects. Now you're trying to figure out, what in the world, how do I get these different pieces to the right people to connect with it? And you're trying to figure out how to do it. And I'm wondering if there needs to be some energy on just making sure that your product is tight, because you can Google that information, Diane. You can Google that information. I think if you've got a finished product, that is such an amazing gift.
It was fun. Yeah. Thanks.
And I trust it, you know, because the reason why I'm talking to you about it like this, I could see it the world, you're at the end of the process, but this is a grown woman who's got it down. And then I've got the Judgment card to the left. And I would ask you, is there any way that some of your, perhaps, any self-criticism, any self-talk could, you know, be playing a part here? I mean, are we feeling the vibration of what it feels like to hear someone say, Diane, we're going to do your show? I mean, are we tapping in? Are we rooted deeply in with this full moon release in Gemini, which is connected to writing and wit and all of that powerful energy? I want you to use this time to release anything that could be holding you back energetically.
Okay.
Come to fruition, because we got a Wheel of Fortune, which means the decision, it's either up or down. Stay in the center. It's not the Wheel of Fortune. It's going to happen either yay or nay. So what do you do with the Wheel of Fortune? Regardless of how the final answer is, know that you always find your power at the center of the wheel. Not to feel so above it that you're going to fall off, and not to feel under it that it's going to be crushed. And I can hear you. You're going, Celeste, that's not an answer. What do I do? Well, the part of the answer is that you need to stay connected, that no matter what the answer ultimately is from the people that you send out to, after you've done the research to find out who you need to send it out to, whatever they say back to you doesn't mean a sacred no. It just means not them. Not right now, but you never give up. And I'm going to a fourth card just to have some balance, and it's sending you to introspection, the Hermit, which is another writer. But here's the good news for you, Diane. The Hermit stays in solitude, writing, connecting, getting deep information with his light and his lantern, goes out into the world to share the message. And the reason why I'm telling you you're doing this is at the perfect time, because there is a tribe out of Africa called the Dagara tribe, and the energy for them is in the last digit of the year. This year, 2014, is 4. Do you know that that is the element of the minerals, the stones, the bones, the memory keepers, the writers? all of us are going to feel a push to tell our story in our own way. You actually have a finished product. I say bless it and keep going. You're in the right time frame to make it happen.
Awesome. Will do. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome. Does that resonate with you? Do you have any questions about that?
No, it really resonates with me a lot. It really, especially with the TV show, I was getting a little concerned whether it was too late in the year to be doing that or to focus on something else, but I'm going to keep pushing on the show because that's all ready to go.
Well, you're in the right time frame. You know, next year, 5 will be Earth. There'll still be the time of stories, but this is the time. Listen to me, writers. Listen to me, poets. Listen to me. Hear my voice. 2014 is the year of the storyteller. And just because you didn't know at January of the year, you know now in December. And you can still ride that energy and think about your life and your story and create a tarot selfie that will make you feel good about who you are. And you can make that not just on your birth cards, but on a card that moves you and how you feel. Diane, I want to thank you for calling me tonight. You rock.
You bet. Thank you. Appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. You are listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I'm playing with the power number, number 8, in a different kind of way. I'm inviting you over to the Celestial Show fan like page so that you can see the, what do they call it? The Parade of Power. 8. The Parade of Power. I also want to connect you with restoration during these holidays. And it's still connected to 8 vibration because we are dealing with the 17 star. 1 + 7 = 8. So 17 has the vibration of the star. And the 17 star brings hope and optimism in a world where things might feel a little rocky. You know, I realize what's going out in the world, and I pray over situations, and I try to be a place of healing and light and love. And I mean that in a practical way. I don't mean that I see a situation and just, what's the word? Like, oh, isn't that sad? Or, oh, well, I love them with the love of the Lord. Or, oh, I wish I could do something about that. No, I actively, when I see something that is, even from the TV screen, I use my power to use my energy when I see something. And I say, I bless that situation. I bless everybody involved. I am not going to choose based on who's guilty or innocent, who's going to receive my love. I want to be bold in my expression. And for the things that I cannot forgive, I ask for the power to have the strength to admit it and work through it until I get there. Power, personal power, and standing in your personal power is one of your biggest gifts that you can give yourself and everybody during the holiday season. So I just want to make sure that you are aware of that and have some fun ways to play. So Tarot School, birth card calculator, find out what your birth cards are. Play with it a little bit. And I'm also going to give you a little bit more about 8. 347-426-3346 is the call-in number if you want me to tap into your untold story, see what the reflection will be. Mirror, mirror on the wall is how I like to think of my tarot cards. Who's the prettiest of them all? And then I pick the card that most reflects what I'm feeling in the moment. I'm like, yes, that is me. And that's literally how I play. With the accent and everything. I do want to, I was having a conversation with Life Coach today, and I'm wondering if he'd like to join me because I, oh, yes, why don't you join me and I can explain it to you since you missed it. The Tarot Selfie Life Coach today.
Okay.
A tarot selfie life coach a day is the card representation of your birth cards. So, like, you're a magician in your birth cards. You're a magician. Wait, I always loved on your cards. You are the Sun, the Wheel of Fortune, and the Magician. So any tarot cards or wisdom cards with pretty pictures that may, that has 19, 10, or 1 on it, you get to claim it as a tarot selfie.
I like it.
Get it? You like
it? I do.
Okay, good.
When I go out, I go in the world, I'm always looking good with all this sun, condition, and Wheel of Fortune. Watch me roll.
There you go. You got it. But when I was telling you about my show idea, you added a piece of the conversation that didn't come up naturally for me. And I don't want to try to paraphrase what you had to say about the gift of what it means to know thyself, that this is just a different way of expressing and knowing yourself. And I'd love for you to share your thoughts about self-knowledge and its power and what you got to say about the number eight. Anyway, you got all that, sir? I know you do.
Well, you go not say much because, you know, sometimes you ask me something, I'm talking, I say it, and then after I say it, I don't even remember. But anyway, I know about the eight.
Because
Les telling me today about eight is a number. I'm like, you can't have that number. She said, why? I said, because it's mine. And so anyway, I said, it's my number. And she said, well, where'd you get that from? I said, you know, eight strength. That's my number. You know, anyway, we joked about that. She said, well, we can all share the numbers. So anyway, she told me about, let me move on. I keep saying anyway. So she told me about the tarot selfie and everything. And she said, what does that feel like when you know that you can pull from here and there? And I said, you know, there are many systems. One of the things we were also talking about, The Life You Were Born to Live by Dan Millman. So there are many systems out there that associates, aligns us or reflects back to us a number, an element, an angel, a guide. But for me, it's like knowing all that information is just the universe's way to say, look, you are amazing. You are magnificent. You are all that I am. And so it's an opportunity with the self-knowledge, whatever path we're on, to use what we know to help us in moving forward. Rather than keep saying, I'm not good enough, I got so low self-esteem, I don't know how to love myself, I'm struggling. Yes, on the human level, I get that. But ultimately, the truth about us is the truth that is reflected through the elements, through the stories, the ancient wisdom, through tarot cards, but anything that affirms your existence, hold on to it like your life depends on it, because it does. Where's Celeste gone?
I floated up to the ether. That was such a profound word. I couldn't take it, but I love that today. Thank you, Matt. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Mm-hmm.
You know, and I love having a friend who I can have this conversation with, because we had a caller who received the Eight of Swords, and I don't have crow. I have an eagle that sits on a tree and asks me, "Are you going to try that like that again? You think it's going to work this time?" And that's today. That's Life Coach today. So for those of you, wow. For those of you who are looking for different systems in order to learn about yourself, to connect with your energy, it's such a great way to play, and I love colors. You know, I think in preparing for eight power, you know, we're not all going to turn into Wonder Woman. We're not all going to turn into Storm or, you know, our superheroes, but we could play with that because eight is about power. But I think that you can create the superhero of your dreams, though, you know, particularly if you're listening to me, you know, like, let me give you an example. I love, how many times I tell you guys how much I love King Arthur? And, I mean, how many times? I mean, there's like this whole trail of King Arthur and Guinevere and Lancelot and Lady of the Lake. That's my point. Because, see, Colette Baron Vreed has these deck of cards called Messengers of Avalon. Do you know the number eight is Lady of the Lake? The number eight, which is justice and strength, shows up as Lady of the Lake? She's down there somewhere. I hope I posted her. If I didn't, I was remiss. And, yes, I see right here. Do we? Okay, sure. Yeah, Gabby. Let's talk to Gabby. Let's see what's going on. Hello, Miss Gabby. How are you doing tonight, sweetie? A return caller. I love it.
I'm doing well, and I'm sorry it's returning at the end again, but it's I had to do a clearing during the first part of the show, and so But I was really looking for, I've been looking forward to this show ever since I saw it come up in my news feed. Or actually, I kind of had to search it out. And
Okay.
Yeah, and I was like,
how can I be a persistent scabby? I feel it.
You can feel it?
I felt I'm going to tell you energetically what it felt like for me, because I'm an empath. I felt like when you said that I came to search you out, I felt a hug around my heart chakra. And it was a hug like, you know, it was heavy. And I was just like, it made me want to ask you, Gabby, what's wrong? How can I help you? How can I make you see something in a different way right now?
I want to see things from a different perspective, because I know that everything will change. So I'm so glad that you prompted me with that. Thank you so much. How to wake up in the morning and like pull myself out of bed when I don't mm-hmm. feel like there's anything to look forward to, because everything's kind of crashing down and I just want to just kind of fall apart. And I've had some very strange health issues come up that have never existed before in my life, like with kidney problems, and I was in the hospital, and it's just kind of like a lot of like no control, and also like dealing with my house, like, is it going to be taken away from me? Am I going to be evicted? And then what am I supposed to do? And just a lot of not hearing from, a lot of like disappointments, like not hearing from things that were supposed to work out.
Okay, Gabby, I'm going to ask you to take a deep breath, okay? Because we are, quite honestly, out of time.
Uh-huh.
And what that means is I don't want to shortchange you with an answer. What uh-huh. I will tell you is I pulled one card for you, and you got the Chariot, which is victory, which is a good sign, and it's the energy that's running this year. As for your health, I want you to be proactive and seeking mm-hmm. out, the help to get somebody to diagnose what exactly is moving in your body, and also connect with using the clearing energy. You said you were focusing on clearing energy. Mm-hmm. Use all of your resources to put you back in a place of power. And that's by knowing the full story about what's moving in your life and making sure you're not guessing too much, but you have what's accurate, what's happening, focusing on that, and not catastrophizing too much. Don't keep thinking about the disappointments. I want you to start focusing on what you want to see. That's what I have to give you so briefly tonight. But I'll be around. Call tomorrow, too, since we're about to close out. Gabby, I love you, honey. Stay cool, but stay on the line, though. I mean, keep listening, though, because I'm about to give you a tip of where you need to be tomorrow, all of you, 12 o'clock tomorrow on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. We have Gordon Sport joining us. He is an amazing numerologist. He plays with numbers in a different way than I do, but I get so much from him, and I adore him. 12 o'clock with Life Coach Today. We are going to continue with the song that started our break, Shine by Sherry Marie. Ellen, Diane, Gabby, and to the person I can't get to, and everybody who's been here with me tonight, New Jace, Jennifer Bliss, all of you, my baby sister, my nephew, all of you, I love you. Have a beautiful night. I love you. Make sure you love yourself. Good night. This is Sherry Marie. Check her out on iTunes.
Shine. everything about you is amazing. You were created perfectly, right now. So don't let anybody change your mind. Come on!
Life Conversations. It's all about positivity. It's all about self-empowerment. It's all about Life Conversations.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.